Good morning. 7:34 a.m. Monday, June the 29th, 2026. Here on a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains. There's a fair, mostly fair day. A little bit of smoke, just a little bit, just a hint. There's a... don't put it in the pocket because it'll just die. There are a few clouds, particularly off to the east. I thought I saw a couple off to the southwest as well earlier. Busy day. I got something this morning, something this afternoon, something. Always something sometimes. I got to go get my teeth cleaned this morning. Got a taxi job and grocery run this afternoon. Heat of the day. It'll be hot. Be hot by the time I go to the dentist at 10. So yeah, it's gonna be another hot day. It is what it is. Do what we do. Oh yeah. So, I finished Volume 7 of Old Man's Comeback. And it's like, the fact that I asked myself the question, do you want to continue, was enough to make me say, no. Not really. I have a bunch of other samples. I have some other stuff I can look into. I've got a lot of books, a lot of series that I need to catch up on. Morning. So, digging into Volume 8, no, didn't go. We'll see what I sink into next. I've got a cozy, it's not going well. I mean, it's kind of cute. Maybe too cute. The ghosts are a bit much. We'll see. It's like, really? And, you know, it might grow on me. Stranger things have happened. I've had worse things grow on me. Athlete's foot. Much worse. Itches. Ah, cool shade. Yeah, that, that Western Reach with the sun beating on my back. I did not wear the extra pockets today, so everything is sort of in a juggle. Still recording, that's good. Need to get my water bottle on. That's a familiar phrase. Morning. Another old man, blue jeans and t-shirt. I'm wearing a polo, may as well be a t-shirt. Ball cap. leading with a chin. I tried to stand up straight, and it lasts for about a minute, and then I lose it again. I should practice my Tai Chi walking, which is walking as if suspended from a crown. It involves sitting back and not leaning forward. So, yeah, I played a lot of No Man's Sky yesterday. I worked a little bit on my potato, my spud water. I think I really need to go with the potato flakes rather than actual potato. To begin with, I keep forgetting to save out potato before I start mashing and adding stuff to it. And I don't really want to put all of the additions into my starter. That would be perhaps problematic. But potato flakes, particularly in their purest form, are just dehydrated potatoes. And they dissolve pretty well. Unlike mashed potatoes, which even when thoroughly mashed, wipe my nose, even when thoroughly mashed, don't exactly become one with the spud water. Now that may be something in my technique. But at the moment I have two Weck jars, 3/4 liters Weck jars, mostly full of spud water and spud. And even when I goose them with a little bit of sugar, they hardly foam, which is problematic. It's telling me the starters aren't getting what it needs. Aren't getting what they need. I gave them some fresh spud water last night with the potatoes I boiled for dinner. And I'm getting down to the point where I'm going to have to start thinking about baking soon. I'm down to about half a loaf. And I don't have a spare in the freezer. So I really need to get something cooking tonight so I can bake in the morning tomorrow, probably. Chocolate flowers, variegated ilex, just checking, slowing down for the ditch. Wasn't sure if he was getting ready to turn while I was crossing the street, as it were. So, yeah, and I need to get back to Roger. I'm feeling like I need to get back. No Man's Sky isn't going anywhere. I don't do anything. The last 3 days, I've done exactly the same thing. Hunt for new ships. Explore worlds. just to tick them off so I have some. And keep my settlements running. And my freighters. My frigates out. Frigating. I built a base. I built a dinosaur and sold a skeleton. I have to, the next thing is apparently dealing with industrial waste. I have one of the coils. I can pick it up, but I probably need to get the dump truck for it. I have one, I just don't use it. I built one of everything. I even built myself a new freighter, a new hauler. Haulers are funny. They don't look right. There's a lot of them that just don't look right. It's like, really? I built one from parts I salvaged. And it's awful. I kind of want to get rid of it. Stay with me. Monk post. I was looking at the stats that come in the game. It's like, what are the base stats? What does it begin with? How does it go? And it turns out that most of it is RNG. That there are some factors that are almost impossible to tell in advance. But mostly it's just random numbers. Good morning. And honestly, random numbers don't really cut it. So while No Man's Sky is fun, it's sort of, you know, it's like, oh, will this ship be the next one? Will this be the good one? And it turns out I just drive my Corvette around all the time. It's maneuverable enough. It does enough damage. It has extra storage space. It'll hover. I can take a teleporter down so I'm not landing and taking off 16 times in an hour. It's really economical to drive. And I get good mileage. I have a really good fighter. I don't use it. I have a pretty good sentinel. I don't use that either. Captured a bunch of pirate dreadnoughts. All of them were just sort of sucky, but I capture them. I get the reward. Six million units, which is... nothing to sneeze at, but I'm sitting on almost 2 billion now. So it's less than 1%. I make most of my money from salvaging ships. And then don't really have anything to spend it on. I could spend it on improving ships. I could spend it on improving my exosuit, but my exosuit is almost maxed out. In fact, I think the cargo portion of it is. The technology could probably use another few rows. But I'm carrying about as much as I can carry. Most of it's junk. So maybe it's time for a new game. But before I start a new game, I want to finish an old novel. The thing about No Man's Sky is that I can log in, send the frigates out, reset all my settlements, get them all settled down, and then log out. Come back an hour or two later. Don't really lose much. Turns out drowned ships are the easiest to get. And trying to find a place where you're more likely to get a good ship rather than a poor or mediocre ship. It's a lot of those. Which is actually, you know, where you get the parts to build your own. It was really engaging for a while. And now, I don't know. I'm missing something? Is there something I'm not? Something I'm not getting? I'm at the, okay, now what stage? And I've been there for at least a couple of weeks. I haven't run any missions. I haven't moved up in the rankings with the various factions in terms of running missions for the various agents. I could do more with the Atlanteans, whoever they are, the reconstructed. Apparently their staffs are really good, but I guess I have to buy them good. They don't come good. You construct them with three pieces, but then, oh, so far I've gotten this, the lowest grade. There's probably a way to do it that I don't know about. And these guys are everywhere. Also working on my linguistic skills, just so that when they start gabbling to me in their languages, whoever they are, I can understand them. I got most of the Viking now. I have a chunk of the Gek. I don't have very much of the Korvax, or Atlas, or the Adelians. I'm making a turn by the park, and the rye is definitely starting to drop. Some of this intermediate wheat is also looking pretty brown and ripe. Start recording. Yeah. Still listening to Blues is Truth, the podcast. And really enjoying it. It's filled with a lot of music I don't know. Once in a while there'll be a tune I recognize. But it's got little cool features in it that, like the one sometime near the beginning of each episode, they have "The Song Remains the Same," The song remains the same. And they pick a tune. They pick a song. And then every week, someone else's cover of it. And since a lot of these are blues standards, a lot of bands have covered a lot of songs. So it's kind of interesting. I don't always remember from one to the next the differences. But it's always interesting to hear music that I don't run into every day for at least a few minutes in the morning. I have tunes. And if I go early enough, I can hear most of them over the traffic noise. So there's that. Okay, I'm almost back. I have to remember to put the trash out. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Get in the shade here. Because I am at the back gate. I have done my 40 miles for the month. Tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.